This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Regency at Livonia. Patient first time is Robin, last R-O-B-I-N, last name is Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. His date of birth is 1-9-1956. Date of evaluation is 8-2-2022. HPI history page. Complaint, psychiatric re-evaluation requested for management of patient's aggressive behaviors. He carries a diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder and vascular dementia. History of present illness. This is a 66 years old male who is familiar to seniors wellness group. Patient was followed at another nursing facilities since 2015, and most recently at Hamilton Nursing Home, from where patient was transferred to be closer to his brother, who is also a resident here. Patient is new to me. I reviewed evaluations done by nurse practitioners and PA from our service. I discussed his condition with nursing staff, social worker. Peer staff expressed concerns regarding his ongoing impulsive behaviors. Patient can be resistive to care and has hit nursing aides and nursing staff. These apparently are not new behaviors, and similar behaviors were reported at a previous nursing facility. He has been tried on numerous psychotropic medications, including risperidone, Seroquel, Geodon, Haldol, Decanoid, Depakote, and Topamax, to stabilize his mood and psychotic symptoms. Period. Patient is currently on olanzapine 5 mg at bedtime. He was on much higher dose previously. He is not very spontaneous in conversation, but he nodded his head, indicating that he is okay. He was observed to be eating breakfast. He did not ask for anything in particular. I contacted patient's guardian, Andrea Sherman, who is patient's niece. She acknowledged long-standing history of patient's psychiatric problems. Patient also has a history of traumatic subdural hemorrhage. Patient's niece reports that his mood and behavioral problems increased since he had COVID in February. Patient's niece also acknowledged that the patient has a prior history of using, quote, hard drugs, unquote, and niece was open to any adjustment of his psychotropic medications. I informed her that he's on olanzapine and we probably would increase the dose. Yeah, it's difficult to assess if he's experiencing any hallucinations. Or paranoia, considering he wasn't much verbal. Next paragraph, review system, no changes in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, current medications forward from last visit. On July 7, 2022.